Good morning!
I'm Joe.
No, you're not. I'm Joe.
I'm Veronica.
And I'm Joe. And you're listening to...
This is...
Songs with Words. And you're listening to 91.5 FM Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Today...
it's a very special day.
We are doing collegiate themed. And we have three... very special guests.
We should have, like, never mind.
Sorry. No, tell us.
Like,
tell the world.
Like, basically, our dear, dear friends are here from around the continental United States, aka
the Northeast.
The Northeast.
As in two states, New York. As in
two different states. But they all go to different colleges, and so we thought we would have, like, a little medley day about college. Because we're all in college. So, why don't our friends introduce themselves? First of all, let me turn on your mics. okay, they're on. So, tell us your names and where you go, and just a yes or no on if you like it or not, and then something like what? Like,
something, your favorite ice cream. Like, I don't know.
What's your favorite word?
Oh, yes. Your favorite word. I have a long list of favorite words, personally.
Same. Can but we do you're not introducing word? Yourself.
I know, but, like, can we?
Okay.
Okay. And then after, we'll do our favorite word.
Okay. So let's start over here at mic three or two, whatever number it is.
My name is Mia Barnes, B-M-Arnes also. I go to Skidmore College, and my answer would be medium, in the middle between yes and no. On if I enjoy my time there. For the most part, yes. My favorite word is octopus. I can't really explain why. There's a lot of O's and U's.
Period.
No explanation needed.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm Josie, and I go to Northeastern University. And do I like it? I'm getting there. It's only been less than a semester, so I'll give it time. My favorite word is gutter snipe, because obviously.
Duh. Right. Is that even a word?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
I think you made it up.
It sounds like a made-up word.
No, speak I'm up. Pretty sure it is.
It definitely is a word in Subway Surfers. It gives Subway Surfer energy.
Okay, moving on.
My name is Dri, D-R-I, not Dream, contrary to popular belief. All of. I go to Columbia University in the city of New York, which is the formal title, which really cracks me up. And do I like it? If I say no or middle, like, I feel like a privileged a-hole, but medium is how I'll leave that. And my favorite word is either sunbaked or cornucopia, because did you feel those consonants? Like,
cornucopia.
Cornucopia. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. What's your favorite
so
word,
so Thanksgiving
Veronica?
Theme. We're right on trend.
My favorite word is deluge, like a rain.
That's fine.
I learned it in, do you remember Membean? Membean was like a vocabulary program. Membean slaps. It's deluge though.
Okay. I also like, I'm a big consonant girl. I love locomotive.
Ooh.
Locomotive. I love cappuccino, like ch-ch-ch. Do you hear that ch?
I think you guys need to have, like, an ASMR, like, songs with words. Oh my where God. You just, like, go through each song, but you, like, you just do it with the you
the
just
words.
Do it into
yeah,
the mic.
I love
just,
it. Like, okay, let's turn our mics off. Thank you guys so much for introducing yourselves.
Know what gutter snipe means?
Yeah.
It means a scruffy.
No, it's off.
It means...
Okay, anyway, so...
We're gonna hear
what
another
did we
song.
Just listen to?
We just... Oh, sorry, guys. That was Campus by Vampire Weekend, because obviously, duh.
And now we're going to listen to Rivers and Roads. Oh, and if you hadn't picked up on this, all these songs are college-themed in one way or another. Like, our experiences with college and what songs we were listening to are just overall college-themed. And this song, Rivers and Roads by The Head and Heart, was me, Mia, and Josie's, my two very best friends, sitting right here. We cried to this song for maybe 2 years, just at the prospect of going to college. So, it really is just, it really resonates with us. Okay, let's hear it.
Don't press play yet, I have to turn off the mic.
Okay.
From now, we'll all be gone. All our friends will move away, and they're going to better places, but our friends will be gone away. Nothing is as it has been, and I miss your face like hell. And I guess it's just as well, but I miss your face like hell. My face. you don't know what to make of this, then we will not relate. So if you don't know what to make of this, then we will not relate.
Fine.
Okay.
Great choice, Veronica.
That was... Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
That was We Rule the School by Belle and Sebastian. Because I chose that because...
You rule the school.
We rule the school, Joe.
Like, yeah, we do. Like, when me and Veronica walk around this campus together as a pair, like, our mutual coolness, like, gets multiplied in each other's presence. And yeah. We just are like, wow, we're so awesome.
I literally always walk next to you. I'm like, wait, like, we're so cool. Like, we're so cool right now.
Like, yeah. Anyways. All right. Next, we have Josie. Why don't you tell us what song you chose for us? Come on, don't be shy.
Okay, so I chose Damn Good Goodbye because Jordan, Mia, and I are from the country, and so we
it's
had...
It's true. We grew up on a literal
farm. We grew up on
farm.
The farm.
There are alpacas at our school.
Yes.
And mini horses, I birthed goats.
We did go to an agricultural education school, and so, you know, we have...
Country roots.
Like, we have country roots, yeah. And we, like, we can't be denied of them. And
like,
so
it's true.
It
like,
runs through our blood, whether we want it to or not. And so, this song is about leaving your hometown to go away.
Your small country hometown.
Yeah, your small country
exactly
hometown, and leaving your best friends. And it's another song that we would cry to. So,
here
without
it is.
Further ado.
We met up in my place, 'cause my folks were out of town. It was our last night together, we were gonna make it count. We were headed off to Auburn, Texas Tech, and Kansas State. Like a band of brothers breaking up, with one more show to play. So we drank a case of Shiner and all my daddy's Maker's Mark. Pulled them speakers on the back porch, sat around and smoked cigars. Sang along, we laughed till dawn and watched that red sunrise. That was a next morning, but I had one thing left to do, 'cause the only girl I'd ever loved was bound for Baton Rouge. We said we'd make it work, but we both knew that was a lie. High school love ain't strong enough for a 7-hour drive. So we parked out by the football field where we knew we'd be alone. Leaned them bucket seats way back and made love all night long. Jumped the fence, sat in the stands and watched that red sun rise. That was a damn sometimes they go bad, oh, but sometimes they turn into the best times you ever had. Nothing makes a memory that you'll take with you all your life like a damn good goodbye.
All right. So I hope everybody enjoyed that country. I know that anybody listening back in the sticks of Connecticut would enjoy, you know. Anyways, so for the words of today's episode of Songs with Words, we decided we are going to each read the very first sentence of our college essay and leave you wanting more, but we won't give it to you. It's just going to be the first sentence. So, Veronica, do you want to begin?
Okay, I'll begin. Mine is actually a little Songs with Words callback because...
Really?
Because you remember our first episode and how I read Oranges, right?
Oh, and oh my god. Okay. I'm excited.
So my first sentence, it's a little bit like not like that exciting. Like I didn't realize that it wasn't that exciting, but it's okay. My first sentence goes like this. I didn't realize how much I loved poetry until Oranges by Gary Soto was passed around on a particularly sleepy day in Mrs. Burton's class.
Nice.
Mrs. Burton is not Snaps. Listening, but if you are, I miss you.
Love Miss Burton.
All right. Should I go?
Yeah.
All right. 6 years old, sitting cross-legged on the kitchen table, mixing eggs. I insisted. I will make my own breakfast. The sizzling pan, the intoxicating smell of bacon, 4 minutes on the stove, no more, no less.
Amazing.
Snaps all around.
I want more. It makes me hungry.
I'm really hungry too, like that.
Yeah, can we get breakfast?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this on?
Okay, anyways, yes, Mia.
Okay. Chirps of cicadas and crickets surround me on all sides, the constellations like a roof, as I sit at the picnic table with a blue notebook, pen, and headlamp writing this very essay.
Nice, camp counselor. All right, Josie.
Jordan and I sat on opposite ends of the lunch table, both filled with eagerness and in utmost awe of the event unfolding on our phones in front of us.
Okay, election.
Writing on rap lyricism in his 2010 memoir, Decoded, Jay-Z compared poetry on gross wealth and objectification of women to a Shakespearean sonnet.
Okay.
Columbia.
I want to know more.
All right. That was great. What do we have playing next?
The imposter syndrome is so real right now. Okay. Mia.
Do we have playing next?
Mia, what do we have playing next?
We have Apple Pie by Lizzie McAlpine.
Nice. And why do you love this song? Why did you want to play this song?
I want to play this song because it's very homey. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you leave your home, but then you find a new home. And she'll speak to that.
Yes,
we'll let
she
Lizzie.
Will. We'll let Lizzie
we'll
say
We'll let Lizzie
rest.
Say more.
Some days I'm lonely. And some days I'm not. Some days I am only a little bit sad, not a lot. How do you make a home? What to do? 'Cause I never stay too long. Every house looks the same in my dreams. Every house feels like home for a couple weeks. I've been running around trying to find a place where I can breathe. But me, oh my, I found you under an April sky. And you feel like city life, apple pie baked just right. Home is wherever you are tonight. Days feel empty. Oh, some cardboard boxes filled inside farewells. And I'll be fine with that goodbye, as long as I don't say goodbye to you as well. 'Cause every house looks the same in my dreams. Every house feels like home for a couple weeks. Oh my, I found you under an April sky, and you feel like city life, apple pie baked just right. Home is wherever you are tonight. Let's rent a place, two rooms and a window facing buildings and fire escapes. Might be no AC, a little bit cramped, but see if I'm with you, it's okay. Me, oh my, I found you under an April sky, and you feel like city life, apple pie baked just right. Home is wherever you are tonight.
Confess, but all the time,
just consider this. Speak your mind, then pry it open, hoping for an encore. And if it gets too late for me to wait, for you to find you love me and tell me so. It's over.
All right, Dre, why don't you tell us what that was?
So that was I Know by Fiona Apple. First of all, Big Apple, Columbia, Fiona Apple. Yeah, but no. This song was sent to me by a boy who had gotten his heart broken by, like, three different hookup situationships in the first month of college. And for me, like, I hear in Fiona's yearning voice just a certain, like, young love and attachment only acquired by clinging to people in the first month of college, and then, like, it totally exploding in your face, and then you listening to I Know. So that is what that song means.
That is beautiful. Good backstory.
Thank
love
you.
It. What's all right. Next? Next, we have Coming of Age, picked by me, by Blondes. like, I'm blonde. So, love.
For all of us.
Really?
Blonde.
I'm blonde. Mia is blonde. Josie is blonde. We are just a dynamic duo of blondes.
We're a trio.
Sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. I obviously am not a math major.
No, just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding. Keep going. We'll do it next. Just kidding.
Okay, but before we play Coming of Age, obviously, like, blondes will, like, go through and explain Coming of Age, but, like, the title will tell you enough of what you need to know, which is it is about coming of age. But before we play it, we are going to do a very quick PSA.
Oh, okay. I was just gonna, like, not interrupt you. I'm sorry.
And okay. Veronica is going to read it.
Veronica is gonna read it. Okay. Help your child discover the magic of nature and create memories that will last a lifetime. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you and discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org. That's all. Thank you.
So we picked that one due to the recent country music being played. All right, let us hear Coming of Age by Blondes.
Thank you.
So the wind that blows across your room can carry cheap perfume onto your dresser. It ain't for jewelry and for credit cards, two tickets to a film I don't remember. Oh, one day you'll kiss your rabbit's nose, pick up the phone to find I've been turned over. You grab that piece of gold only to find that the smell is taking over. Now all the things you have, they aren't the same as what you hold. I'm now standing in a room, it's filled with older folks, and they're pleading, baby, listen. And I scream as loud as anyone, but when asked to make a point, I tend to whisper. And now highways turn to tidal waves, and they're asking me to explore all of your insecurities. But that wind that blows across your room is gonna set the sun, send me back to you. Sailing, they think twice about where they're anchoring in. I think I could make better use of my time on land. I drink less, 'cause Lord knows I could use a warm kiss instead of a cold goodbye. I'm riding the boats back home to tell them, hey, I'll do it all right. It's the same as your father did to your brother's head. He smashed the wheel of the telephone. Your mother got scared. You were only four, but Lord, you remember it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Bless you.
Thank you.
You just heard If Work Permits by The Format, which is the predecessor to Fun, period, if anyone remembers. I always think about Fun all the time. Like, I'm always thinking about Fun. Anyways, I chose that song because he says, like, I'm writing the folks back home to say I'm doing all right. That just reminds me of, like, being in college. Also, the title, If Work Permits, like, you know, like, if I have time, like. Anyways, what are we hearing next?
Next, we have Where'd All the Time Go by Dr. Dog, but somebody chose this song, and it wasn't me, and her name is Josie. Would you like to give us a quick sentence about why you chose Where'd All the Time Go by Dr. Dog?
I chose this song because as much as high school dragged on and we just waited and waited and waited for the day for us to be able to leave, it went by really, really fast. And now I'd like to give a special shout out to my mom who's listening. So
I'm giving a special shout out to my mom too. Mom, I love you so much. You're the light of my life.
Hi, Mom. Love you. Thanks for listening.
Okay, here's Where'd All the Time Go by Dr. Dog.
Bye. to my love and took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around, and I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is can the child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my
All right, so that was Landslide by Fleetwood Mac, and, you know, I don't really think any explanation is needed for how it goes along with our theme, because that's the most iconic going away to college song ever. Mm-hmm. So we are going to say our goodbyes and leave you with...
One More Weekend by Maud Latour. Context now.
Context now.
So Maud Latour is a Columbia celebrity. She graduated this year, 2022. She's also the daughter of the CEO of Dow Jones and is the most famed Nepo baby in the music industry at the moment, following Clara's footsteps. Love her very much. But also, like, this song just bangs, number one. And number two, like, just such a good, like, Columbia, Upper West Side, feeling like you're on top of the world when you're really just taking the core curriculum vibe. So, yes.
All right. So, do you guys want to say goodbyes? So, Songs with Words at WMFO, Medford Tufts, Reform Radio.
91.5 FM.
Farewell to my fans.
Goodbye. See ya. Never. Probably.
Farewell. I liked that.
All right, goodbye. We will see you next, not next Saturday, the Saturday after next.
Next Saturday.
For another episode of Songs with Words.
It's going to get more and more autumnal, just like crazy autumnal.
It's going to be so crazy autumnal next time that you guys listen. Like you're going to feel like you're in fall, which you probably are. But anyways, and now here is One More Weekend by Maud Latour.
I fell in love with how you emphasize your sentences, and I got a crush on the shape of your name on my phone. Then I fell harder for your 50s movies references, and the world is smaller with you. Maybe I'm not so alone. Or maybe we're alone together. Now you're packing up your bedroom on the west side, so I bring you breakfast and we lie on the floor of my apartment. Isn't it alarming? It was October, January, almost July. Here's a toast to getting older. Now we're young and soon we'll die. Nothing lasts forever. One more weekend in the city. My memories get better with the distance, so I made a list of all the reasons why I felt conflicted. You were teaching me to drive your parents' car around your high school parking lot. Michigan seems like a dream, but I woke up and I forgot. Nothing lasts forever. One more weekend in the city. Since last October, 'cause I saw you cross the campus and I wished it wasn't over. And I know you're late to class, but cannot take back every single thing I said. If we just had one more weekend, could we try it all again? And nothing lasts forever. One more weekend in the city.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.